Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hi, Leslie Ann. Leslie Ann, do you like a parade?
I love a parade.
Do you go to them as adults to watch? You know what? I am a sucker for them.
I am too. My kids have lost interest. They're at that age, but I really enjoy seeing a parade.
I've lived all over, it seems, over my years. There's just something special, I think, about upstate New York. I'm not talking about the Macy's Day Parade with 2 million people in it.
Right.
I'm talking about a parade down Main Street Otego.
Right.
Or a Main Street Stamford.
Or Skenevis. Or any of the towns.
You know what I'm saying? I'm mentioning those because of small... There's just something... And I've always been a fan of parades, and I have wonderful memories. I grew up in Sydney, and we had epic parades.
Oh, you guys have big parades in Sydney.
We had epic parades for a small town like Sydney. And, I mean, I remember our bicentennial parade back in 77, 76, whatever it was. I remember the parade that celebrated the anniversary of the New York State Troopers, because we had a trooper barrack there. The governor came, Governor Mario Cuomo came and led a whole contingent of uniformed state police down this small parade. We had a marching band. We had, you know, the fire trucks, the local groups. It was 10 deep on the sidewalks.
Wow.
It was just a wonderful day when it was parade day in Sydney, and I use Sydney as a small town, but my memory is, and it's true, because my parents always had a business on Main Street.
Right.
All right. We had two businesses, a grocery store and a restaurant on Main Street. And because of that, we had the spot.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, my dad would drag out our seed rack from the grocery store and put it right in the parking spot, so that my mother and all of the children, we could sit in folding chairs like everybody did.
Have
but we had the spot right there on Main Street. I don't know. I hope, because Oneonta's put on some great parades. And I've emceed a lot of them, and they're wonderful. But it seems like in the old days that there was a real buzz of excitement when there was a parade.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get up, it's summertime or it's wintertime or whatever, and don't forget now, we got a parade downtown at 11 o'clock, and you go down, you just feel it.
Yeah,
you just feel it, and you see
it.
People setting up their beach chairs on Main Street, you know? And so how about in Gilbertsville?
Oh, we had parades. I remember the bicentennial parade. We dressed up, Chuck. Picture this.
Here we go.
I was probably 10 years old.
Here we go.
If that. Dressed up in colonial outfit. A prairie dress. And my sister was too, and my brother. My mother.
Your brother was in a prairie dress?
No.
Oh, he was in it.
He was wearing like a peasant shirt.
Yeah.
Whatever. And my mother had hand sewn, not, you know, with a sewing machine. She'd made all of our outfits. And she actually kept them. And recently, I opened up this box that had them in them, and it's the funniest thing. And.
I'm sure there's pictures.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
It was great. I remember.
But we had great parades.
I remember in Sydney, though, I'm not remembering the bicentennial of our country parade. Because
that's what I'm recalling.
I wasn't here. I was too old and I was gone. But I'm remembering Sydney's bicentennial. Sydney's 200th birthday. And there was the Brothers of the Brush. Everybody had men wore beards. There was a bicentennial queen. There was, the marching women in the grandma dresses. And everybody, I have men with armbands on, you know, like old-fashioned things that would hold up a shirt sleeve.
Right.
And the whole community got involved, and it was just wonderful. But even regular parades, and there's just certain things about old-time parades. There was always an old, old car that would come down the parade route. And slowly as it would pass you, an old man's hand would come out and gently wave to the crowd. You never saw his face, but he was like the World War I vet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And later on, there would be convertibles with the mayor sitting
right,
on top.
Right, some political figures.
Yeah, but I always remember that old car coming by, and there would be an old man's hand just coming out with a ring on it and waving to the children, and you come by, and you'd say, "Who is that, Dad? Who is that?" And they go, "Oh, that was, you know, John Smith. He's a World War I veteran," or something like that. They were perfectly charming, and we had Camp Brace, which was a home for, not a home, but a camp for young people. I don't want to be insensitive and get it wrong, but I believe it was kids that were in danger and being in trouble, and okay. So they would come up into the Masonville area,
gotcha.
And they would work up there, and they would be schooled up there.
But that risk youth?
Something like that, definitely. It was called Camp Brace, and they would come into town, and of course, they were urban.
Right.
And man, when that band came down, it set fire to downtown. It was so exciting and wonderful. And then you had the small town hallmarks, the tractors.
Oh, sure.
You know, Ann Silvernail, the only person in town that had horses, she'd come down with a cowgirl hat on, wave to everybody. I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I agree with you that it's like pulling teeth to get kids. Unless they're in the parade with their group.
Yes, exactly.
Who wants
now
to go and watch the
it.
Parade? You know.
I was in all the parades because I was a part of the marching band and then the color guard. I enjoyed being in the parades.
Yeah.
I thought it was exciting.
And you were in the what?
I was in the marching band and then I did color guard.
I see.
I was a flag twirler for a while.
You were. Were
yes.
you any good at that?
I don't know. It wasn't that hard.
Probably
fortunately,
not,
I wasn't good enough to do the rifle where you had to spin it in the air and do all that.
Yeah,
so
but in the band, you're marching in the band playing what?
Playing a xylophone.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you have like the body harness to hold it on?
Yeah, I had
you
to have that.
Did?
Yep.
Was there sheet music, or you just started hitting
music.
Things? Bing, 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 bing.
I think there was sheet music.
There is no parade. Without a xylophone. Leslie, you were a key member of the Gilbertsville marching contingent.
It was fun.
Oh, we love a parade here. Both of us do. All right, let's go back to work.
Back to work.